I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
100.7 The Wolf.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
It's rude to ask how much money someone makes.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask. Until now, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that in-home caregiver Danielle is making $45,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning, let's everybody say hi to Michael, who lives in Maple Valley. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, we're doing great. Even better that you called in. Thanks for being a part of Share Your Salary, my friend.
Yeah, no problem.
By the way, Michael is another one of those elevator technicians. We've had a couple on before. If memory serves, y'all do pretty well, but let's find out. So, Michael, here's what's going to happen if you don't know. The giggle. We're going to put a minute on the clock right now. We are going to... All right, stop giggling so I can do my job. We are going to put a minute on the clock. We're going to rapid-fire questions your way. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song. We'll collect our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make based on the information you've given us, but then you're going to share your salary, Michael. You're going to tell everybody how much you make as an elevator technician. How does that sound?
Sounds good. It might surprise a lot of people.
Okay, all the hints coming in. Man, I don't know. All right, Emily, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, 1 minute on the clock. Go.
How long have you been doing this?
I'd say 18 years.
What is the most common question people ask you about your job?
How's it going? And I say, up and down.
Oh!
Are you part of a union?
Yes.
Have you ever gotten stuck?
Yes.
Are you paid hourly or salary?
Hourly.
Who has got the most expensive elevator in Washington State?
I'd say Mitsubishi.
Do you do a lot of overtime?
Not anymore. I used to when I was in construction, but now I'm actually in the service side. So I actually service Capitol Hill area up in Seattle.
Okay, what is the most, or is there such a thing as elevator etiquette?
Yes.
Do you love, like, or hate your job?
Love it.
How common are elevator shaft accidents?
There's probably, I'd say, between 20 and 30 deaths a year in the elevator trade.
Wow.
Sorry,
Emily, that's all the time we have for the questions. It's over. You heard the buzzer. All right, Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, help me out. I use one of your texts every day as my guest. Go ahead and text it in right now to 46150. What do you think Michael in Maple Valley is making every year as an elevator technician? And we're going to find out in 3 minutes. This is a really cool part. We're going to play this song. We'll come back. Michael will tell you. He will share his salary coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister. 100.7
The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us this morning is Michael. He lives in the beautiful Maple Valley, my neighbor, and he's an elevator technician. Emily, what else did we just learn?
So he's been doing this for 18 years. He's on the service side and is a part of a union, gets paid hourly. The most common question he gets is, how's it going? Which he answers up and down, and he has gotten stuck before.
Great answer. All right, Emily, you won the last time we played. You're up first.
18 years, doesn't have to work overtime, 120.
You know, I think you're kind of jumping down the right bunny trail here. I'm going to use a text from Dave and Cedro Woolley. He's a little bit bigger. He's at 175, and I like it.
Wow.
I just know these guys from past history make a ton of money, and he was dropping some hints that way. So I like where your head is at, Dave. Thanks for the text. 175, Slow Joe.
You know, you guys are all right. It's a small fraternity, these dudes, and they all do really well. I'm just going to take the low end because it's there and do 115.
Wow. I might actually win one here for the first time in a long time. Fingers crossed, but that doesn't really matter. Michael, really, at the end of the day, everybody's curious. They want to know, how much money are you making as an elevator technician every year?
So no OT, just straight time, $120,000 a year.
Oh! Now, wait a minute, though. Michael, the way we play the game is, so you don't do any overtime, or do you include what you got paid on your W-2?
For last year?
Yeah, so what did you make last year? Share your salary, the whole thing.
Okay, now last year I did OT. And I made about $180,000.
You always steal the win from me. Always.
Emily, I was just clarifying the rules.
I work construction. I was in the construction side last year. And now I'm in service because I'm older and it's not as hard on your body. So, and then I like to spend more time with the family. So I choose not to work overtime. I've already made most of my money when I was younger.
Yeah.
And so now I can just sit back and kind of relax and do my 40 hours for the week and go home. Now, they do want you to do OT and service for callbacks. You know, people who get trapped in elevators or they have problems, they want you to be on call at nighttime. But as of right now, I choose not to do that because, I mean, financially, I don't need to. So I'm comfortable at $120,000. And then my wife's an accountant, so our household income, it's pretty high.
Is this a job you can walk into and they'll do on-the-job training, or do you need to go to school first?
So it's a 4-year apprenticeship program. And back in the day, yes, it was basically who you know and not what you know for a union. Now it's a state. The state has made it more certifiable. So it's a really hard trade to get into now, because nobody wants to leave.
Let's wrap it up here, Michael, with one thing that we can all take away from this. You said there is such a thing as elevator etiquette. What is the most important rule? You know, you let the people get off before you try to get on. I mean, isn't that rule number one?
Yes. Yes. And then don't try to hold the doors open, because when you do that, it causes problems and the elevator freaks out and it shuts down. So, you know, you just get in, get out, and don't try to sit there and hold the door open for longer than it's supposed to be.
I love that. All right. Listen, Michael, fascinating stuff. Congratulations on being on cruise control and still doing as well as you need to do. We love that, man. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.